Welcome back to Engaging. This is episode 4 of season 4 of Engaging. It's going to be a solo host today, as it was reading week previously for U of T. And for those who don't know, Ollie actually goes to U of T instead of Ryerson. And they decided to take a bit of time, go home, see their family, see some friends from back home, and are living it up back in Saskatoon. So it is just me today as your solo host, Haley. And this episode's gonna be a bit different because instead of having a conversation, I could go ahead and have a conversation with myself, and I'm definitely going to. But this episode is going to be talking about and reviewing popular queer characters in TV. As we are going to be reviewing popular queer characters in TV, there are going to be spoilers ahead in this episode. So I just want to make you all aware of that. If you haven't or are binge watching the show, you may want to skip ahead to certain parts if you hear a character from a show that you're watching and you really want to find out what happens to them. So with that warning out of the way, I am going to launch right into the bi-weekly news segment, which has one article in it, but it does relate to what we are going to be talking about today. And so in the bi-weekly news, we have Ella Hunt thinks that straight actors playing queer parts is complicated. In a case of art and life imitating each other, Ella Hunt has been evolving alongside her character on Dickinson. Hunt herself came out earlier this year, tweeting in response to a fan question, "I am queer and I am happy to be open about it. I am still evolving and changing and growing, and it's beautiful to get to watch two characters on screen doing that as well," Hunt told Pink News in a recent interview. The 23-year-old star, wow, she's 23, I'm 22. What is happening? Anyways, moving on from that little mini midlife crisis, the 23-year-old star praised the show's creative team for empowering her on her journey, adding that they allowed me to feel like it's a journey and I don't have all the answers yet. End quote. That includes the question of whether queer characters should only be played by queer actors. After all, when Hunt began playing the role, she was not yet publicly out, proving that actors can grow and change alongside their characters. Now, I quickly want to stop there, but I have a bit of a problem with the statement of queer characters should only be played by queer actors. That said, I think that it would be really frustrating to have queer characters only be played by queer actors. If that rule comes into play, that comes up the question, if there is a queer role to be given out, do all actors that audition for it have to come out before auditioning for that role? What if they are potentially in an unsafe family and an unsafe situation? I feel as if though that would be putting them in danger. And adding a little bit on to that, where was I going with this? If queer actors or if queer characters require queer actors to play them, then we have to think a little bit into the future if that was the case. Do we risk seeing less queer representation on television, maybe not permanently, but at least for a couple years, as the majority of high-powered people in the film industry happen to be white, cisgendered, and heterosexual? And sometimes older generations can be a bit biased, so I would be concerned if that rule came into play, that we would see less queer roles being given to characters on TV shows, which would be really unfortunate and almost like a step backwards. That was a long-winded rant, but those are my own personal feelings on what it is. That is by no means the official statement or anything like that, though. Going off after that sentence, Ella Hunt then added this, quote, "I simultaneously feel like no actor walking into a casting should have their identity or sexuality presumed by a casting team," end quote. Quote, "It's something that would really upset me, and I wouldn't want to live in a world where that is part of the casting. We all grow and change so much, especially in our youth. I understand 100% that I cannot play a different race, but I am an actress, and I am supposed to embody another character. Whatever sexuality is does not matter to me. It's the same way as watching a gay person play a straight person," end quote. I really should have finished reading that before I went on my long-winded rant, but she said exactly what I was thinking. say it much more clearly, that people should not have to reveal their gender identity, their sexuality, or anything to a casting team, as that is personal information. I would not want to have to go to an open mic and check off the boxes of being gay, because then comes many people presuming what you're going to be like, who you're going to act like, what you were going to say, and it can lead to a lot of really unnecessarily complicated situations that we don't need to put people into. Now, that is our bi-weekly news segment for this week, and we are going to launch right into the topic of reviewing the queer characters in TV. So, as I stated before, we have 8 categories, and I'm going to read them out right now. Category 1. We have 7 categories, my bad. I read the character category as its own, but that's okay. We have 7 categories that I am going to be rating these queer characters on. Keep in mind, this is just for fun. This is by no means an official ranking or anything like that. It's just something I thought would be entertaining, fun, and yeah, a bit educational in some ways. So, category 1. What is the character's sexuality? Bonus points if not gay or lesbian identifying. Category 2. Gender. Bonus if not cisgendered. Category 3. Are they a person of color? And there is a bonus point if they do happen to be a person of color, because we love diverse representation. 4. Do they survive? And here is where the spoilers might kick in. Category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Category 5. Cliche or real? So is the character cliche? Are they just the stereotypical queer-coded gay character that we see on TV and we've seen throughout history, and it's just the one subtype? Or are they more real and relatable and just feel authentic, have that kind of hint of authenticity to them? Category 6. Is the actor queer? That's pretty much straightforward. Is the actor who plays the character part of the queer community? And last category, category 7. This is the most important category, by the way. I just want to put that out there. It is, would I be friends with this character? Again, most important category. So, after all of that, now we are going to launch straight into the episode. Going off of our first character, we have the infamous Lexa from the 100 series. So, for those of you who don't know, Lexa was, probably still is, honestly, one of the main gay characters that I saw a lot growing up. The amount of fanfic, the amount of like art that would go around about Lexa, the clips of like Lexa and Clark, again, spoilers, Lexa and Clark kissing together. Actually, I'm gonna be completely honest. I'm convinced I fell in love with her when I was about 14. You can already probably guess the last category. So Lexa, she is this really tough, really kind of broody, silent type. What is her sexuality? So, as I mentioned before, she is a lesbian. So, unfortunately, no bonus points there. Gender, she happens to be cis. Is Lexa a person of color? No, she is not a POC in the series. However, they do paint her as almost an indigenous person, or like the new type of indigenous person on Earth. Does Lexa survive? I'm gonna be real. I stopped watching the 100 right before the episode where Lexa dies. I was not ready at the time to really feel that hit of one of my favorite characters being killed off. So unfortunately, Lexa is not alive. Kill off the gay trope. That really needs to go away. Like, I get it, I understand it, characters die. Come on, come on, it's Lexa! We loved her. She's a good balance of both. She is very real in her emotions and her emotional struggles, but she is cliche in the sense that she's this, like, very attractive, very broody warrior, queen, ruler. Is the actor queer? No, Alyssa Debenham Carey is not queer. Last category, again, most important category, would I be friends with Lexa? I have it down here that we would start as friends, winky face. Honestly, We would be friends. I would probably have a massive crush on her that I would not do anything about because I'd be too intimidated. This is on record, and anyone who listens to this, anyone who knows me, is going to ruthlessly mock me for this. So, listeners, appreciate the content you're getting, please. It is coming at a very high cost to my ego. Moving down from Lexa, we have Matthew from Big Mouth. So Big Mouth actually just released its fourth season, just like Engaging. Wow, go us. And Matthew happens to be one of the, I'd say, side characters, more side, started off as a side character, then slowly worked his way into the main character realm. But what is Matthew's sexuality? He is gay. So he starts off as kind of the token gay of the TV show. He is cisgender, so no extra points for sexuality or gender. He is not a POC. He survives, as far as we know. Now, is he cliche or real? I would say he's cliche. He is a very... When I see Matthew in Big Mouth, I think of... What was his name? Sharpay Evans' brother. I think his name might have been Ryan. If that's wrong, do not come for me, please, I beg of you. But I traditionally think of Sharpay Evans' brother, just because he is very outspoken, he is very sassy, he is the school reporter, so he always picks up on all of the gossip and then reports it in the morning for the announcements. So it is a very traditionally gay male role that we see him play in. But it is very entertaining, and he does have a very good character arc in late season 3 and throughout season 4. Though it is a bit chaotic, I highly recommend watching it if you're a fan of, like, cartoons for adults. Now, is the actor queer? I didn't expect this when I looked up the actor for Big Mouth, but the actor actually is queer. Andrew Rannells is actually known for being on Broadway in the musical In the Book of Mormon and playing the Elder Price. I'm assuming he did a really amazing job, and he seems like a very interesting, cool person. He is also a person of color, which is even cooler to see play like a gay character on the TV show on Netflix, and who happens to be so popular with the viewers. Now, last category, would I be friends with Matthew from Big Mouth? Yes and no. So Big Mouth is centralized and centered in a middle school. It's about kids basically going through puberty and all the stuff you can imagine coming after that. Would I be friends with Matthew? We would be friends if he was older, definitely. He's the sassy gay newspaper reporter, and I absolutely love that. Like, I am the sassy gay reporter. So, yes, I would be friends with Matthew if he was older, aged up, around my age. I feel like we'd have a lot of fun together, probably have some crazy stories. Next up, we have the one, the only Rosa Diaz. God, I love Rosa Diaz. So, first category, what is her sexuality? So, Rosa Diaz is known for being the main bisexual character in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. They actually did a couple episodes solely focusing around the identity of bisexuality, and Rosa's coming out scene is definitely one of my favorite moments, like queer moments in TV history, just because it didn't go perfectly, but not in the traditional sense of yelling, screaming, crying, but more so it was that her parents were very passive-aggressive with her identity. They thought it was fake, they assumed that she would still end up with a guy, and that it just wasn't real and she was different. And it is very, if you are going through a similar situation, it can be very difficult to watch just because it feels very authentic and very real. However, I'd say it's one of the most important moments in recent queer TV history just because of how well it was done, and I think that credit goes to Stephanie Beatrice herself, Rosa Diaz's actor, who also identifies as bisexual. So is the actor queer? Yes. And she gave her input from what she wanted to see out of the scene, what she hoped to achieve, and it all came together really well. So, is Rosa Diaz, is she cis? Yes, she is a cis female. She also is a person of color. So that was also really cool to see. Even though I am gay, it was really cool to see a character very similar, well, I'd like to think very similar to me, up on TV. Just as someone to relate to, as I didn't really have that sort of representation growing up. So now that I do, and now that it's out there, only good things can come from it. So, category 4, does Rosa survive? So yes, they've survived the entirety of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't think anything could have ever happened to them. They were one of the biggest and most well-liked characters on the show just because they were such a contrast to a lot of the bubbly energy that we see from various other characters such as Jake Peralta, Amy Santiago, and Charles Boyle. And is Rosa Diaz a cliche character? I would say, similar to Lexa, she is cliche in the sense that she is the broody kind of like, I hate everything, I'm cool, I ride a motorcycle, don't mess with me or I'll mess you up type way. It's cliche, but she makes it work really well. I have it written down here that I don't mind, and I definitely don't mind because she makes it work really well and she's an interesting and deep character, and I appreciate it. We've gone over the category, is the actor queer? So yes, Stephanie Beatriz does identify as bisexual, and I love that we have some good representation out there now. Not that we didn't before, but even more. And final, last category, would Rosa Diaz and I be friends? Absolutely. We absolutely would be friends. Do I know if Rosa Diaz would like me as a friend? No, I don't. Do I care? No, I don't. We are being friends. She owns an axe. Why not? Nothing bad can come of that. The next character is some of you may actually know. They are called Stevani, and they are from Steven Universe. So, first category on sexuality, it is unknown what Stevani's sexuality is. However, they happen to be a non-binary character in Steven Universe, which is really cool to see, and I honestly didn't catch the first time I watched it through, but going back and watching some clips for the show, it was really cool to see how they merged together these two pre-existing characters into one, and did not make the character cliché. So, in the category of real or cliché, they do seem very real. They are a very real teenager with emotional issues, stubbornness, and it's really refreshing to see. So they do also happen to be a person of color within the TV show. And they are alive, so they do survive throughout the battles and the struggles that they go through. And another interesting point that I did not know until doing some research for this is that the actor does happen... Oh, never mind. The actor is not queer, unfortunately. Though, they did a really good job at portraying Stevani regardless of that. And last category, would I be friends with Stevani? I would not be friends with them just because they are combined of two children. And I'm 22. That doesn't look good. I also prefer to have friends around my age. So we would not be friends, however, later in life, if we happen to meet, we could potentially become friends. Speaking of Grey's Anatomy earlier, we now have Callie Torres, the infamous Callie Torres. Side note, I was in love with her from day one. I have no defense at this point. It's fine. So Callie Torres in Grey's Anatomy was one of the main characters for a while, so answering the fifth category of are they still alive? Yes, they are alive, but they were written off the show. They did leave the show. The actor did leave after, I believe it was, 10 seasons? 11 seasons? There's 17 now, so it's been a while, but they did leave. which was unfortunate to see, as they were one of my favorite characters because of their attitude, their spunk, their journey. They really got handed the short end of the stick, as both fiancés that they had, or actually no, both her husband and wife in the TV show, ended up cheating on her, which was very infuriating and just sad to have to see, because she was a really cool character to watch. That said, her sexual identity is bisexual, and she is a cis female on the show. However, she is also a person of color from Hispanic roots. As I covered before, she was written off the show. Now, is her character real or cliche? I would say the character is real. Like, she does seem very real, because throughout Grey's Anatomy, we get to see her on this journey of discovering what her sexuality is. She starts off thinking she's only interested in men, a character is brought on who is a female, and she catches feelings for her. We get to see kind of the struggles that come with just coming out, especially when you're an older person. Well, not older person, but especially when you're like in your late 20s. Coming out can be much more difficult than when you're younger, just because you've already had all this experience, you thought you knew yourself, and it can just be overall harder to accept and understand. And sometimes, as it's shown in the TV show, women, men, whoever, people who have been out longer can be judgy and can be pushy, and like in some ways can come across as very selfish. For example, the woman she was first with, she ended up breaking up with her because Callie did not have a whole lot of experience with being with women, so she did not know what to do. And Erica Hahn, the character, didn't feel like being something Callie experimented with, which is completely fair, but again, can be really difficult for these people who are just first coming out and just getting comfortable. So that all said, is the actor queer? So yes, the actor is queer. They actually just came out as non-binary about a year ago, which is really cool to see. They have really cool hair, and I suggest checking them out. I will find them right now so that you are able to go stalk them on the internet, because who does not love that? So Sarah Ramirez, I really should have known that. Sarah Ramirez she's also a singer, songwriter, and activist, and they are non-binary. So, they're married. That's cute. So I don't believe that they are, never mind, I just saw an article that said that they split. Okay. So Sarah Ramirez could be, let's see. They came out as bisexual. So yeah, they are queer. They are bisexual and they are non-binary. So yay for that. That sounded really sarcastic, but that's actually really entertaining and really cool to see. Because I love Cali Torres, I love the actor, and glad we have that representation going for us. Now, would Callie and I be friends? We would be friends. As much as I like Callie Torres, I would not want to date Callie Torres, just because later in the show she ends up having a kid and it gets real messy, and I'm 22. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to be with child, to raise little sneezing ball, and have my hair pulled by grabby hands. That is not me. I am trying to keep my plants alive. That is my goal. So we would not be anything more than friends. However, I feel like we would be very good friends. So that has been, season 4. That has been episode 4 of Engaging for this week. And I hope that you really enjoyed. Again, I want to apologize because Ollie couldn't be here. However, I think I did a pretty good job keeping you guys entertained. I'd like to think so. I'm just going to boost my own ego there because I deserve it. I'm a Leo. I am being very gay right now. However, this is my gay radio show. my gay podcast, and I welcome all the gay here, even my own. Yeah, I hope that you've really enjoyed listening to this episode. I think we actually are going to build off of this topic next week and talk more about characters in movies and potentially people in real life who are well known and are part of the queer community. So if you want to listen to that, stay tuned to Engaging. We will be releasing our episodes always on Monday and on YouTube whenever I get the chance to upload, because I am extremely stressed right now, so I'm not uploading as often as I definitely should. However, that is going to change. I'm saying it right now, that is going to change. I am determined, I am committed to this, and I hope that you guys have been entertained, educated, and engaged throughout this episode. So, I'm gonna say cheers and have an amazing gay day.